الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to this once again yearly Quranic exegesis or tafsir taking place from the city of Kano in Nigeria, in the masjid here in Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital, AKTH. Last year in the month of Ramadan, we conducted tafsir in this masjid. And Alhamdulillah, I can say this year again, it's holy. Today happens to be the second day of Ramadan teaching. Yesterday, Saturday was the first. Today, Sunday is the second. It should have started on the first day, but due to some logistical arrangement, we couldn't make it last year. So alhamdulillah, today is the second day of the month of Ramadan, 1443, after Hijrah. In bracket, the third day, 1-3, third day of the month of April, 2022. Before going to the next chapter, which is chapter number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, I'm going to give some brief introduction. My introduction is about the following. Listen, there is a hadith that Imam Tirmidhi reports. The hadith is adjudicated to be sound and authentic. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, he is doomed, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُسَلِّ عَلَيْهِ. He is doomed, he is condemned, such a person that he had my name be mentioned without saying salat and salam on me. He is doomed. The point is, if the Prophet is mentioned, you are expected dutifully to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if the Prophet is mentioned without uttering salam on his salat, such a man is doomed and condemned and ostracized. Number two, he says, وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ دخل رمضان ثم انسلخ قبل أن يغفر له. A man that Ramadan stayed in until Ramadan comes to an end without doing something that makes him entitled to Allah's forgiveness, such a man is doomed. Here is my point. Ramadan comes, Ramadan stays in, and you've been playful, wasting your time, you know, pushing negative narrative, lying, character assassination, sending your eyes to things forbidden, such a man is at a loss. He says he is doomed, anyone that Ramadan stays in without such a man doing something to make him eligible for Allah's endorsement, for Allah's forgiveness, for Allah's acceptance. And I want to tell you, there are a lot of ways, 100+ of ways that you can come near Allah. Reading the Quran constantly is one out of many incalculable ways of getting closer to Allah. Spending your wealth for the indigent people, for the poor, for those in need is another way. Walking to a tafsir station in your lane. Walking to congregational prayer in Taraweeh. Going to the hospital, especially in the month of Ramadan. This is the month of goodness. This is the month of coming near Allah the Almighty. This is the month of doing your utmost best in trying to arm. Allah's what? Allah's endorsement, Allah's acceptance. Through sadaqah. Through even putting smiles on the faces of people. There are some who cannot eat 3 times a day. They have fasted without something to break their fast with. And you have more than enough. You are a millionaire, a billionaire, near. But there are others near you. You can keep them. There are some incapacitated because of what? Sickness. So this is the month of doing what is good. So the hadith is saying, he is condemned, such a man, a person, that month comes in, until the month comes to an end without him or her. Do something to earn Allah's forgiveness. Number 3, he says, he is doomed, he is condemned, such a man that meets his parents. And the parents are old. They are practiced, to use success words. They are old, they are feeble, they are sick. Yet he couldn't do something good as to make him attend Allah's admission into the paradise until they die. I have decided to open the tafsir of this year with this mind-boggling hadith because of the content it has. Somebody will be doing fast, but he's a liar. He's a liar. He claims to be doing the fasting, but he looks at things forbidden. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us of that. He claims to be doing fasting, but he raises prices of commodities astronomically, unnecessarily, because of the whims and caprices of the mind. He wants to be spotless. He wants to be rich. But I want to tell you, richness lies in trying to achieve Allah's acceptance. That is richness. You can be rich as all people, but if you fail to earn Allah's acceptance, you are wretched. You are the poorest of the poorest, I can assure you. Material gain means nothing, because you will die. By the time you die, your money is going to be shared by people. Your wife is going to be married by someone else. The property she takes out of her inheritance is going to be enjoyed by the second husband. You are down in the earth crust, consumed by the worm. In the darkness of the grave, Allahu Akbar. So this is your opportunity. Ramadan is around. The month of forgiveness. The month of spending. The month of fast. The month of Qiyam al-Layl, Qiyam Ramadan. The month of Quranic recitation. The month of istighfar. The month of repentance back to Allah the Almighty. The month of, you can go on listed. So as Muslims, we should be careful. It's an opportunity given, and they are saying an opportunity once lost can scarcely be regained or reclaimed. It goes away irredeemably. So this should be part of my introductory part of the tafsir this year. We are a community all over the world. But are we our brother's keepers? Are we at peace with one another? Or are we at one another's throat? Imagine Muslims will be raising prices of good things in the month of Ramadan. Whereas other people from other divides, during their religious activities, they crash down the prices. Yeah. In 1997, I was traveling from Ghana, that country, West Africa. 97 precisely, I can recall vividly. And that was on the 31st day of the month of December 1997. How many years from now? On my way back to my home country, Nigeria, to Kano, I picked an accommodation in Cotonou, the capital of Benin Republic, wanting to continue my journey next day. Now, I went to a pharmacy to buy some medical item on account of being tired and kind of headache. To my surprise, the pharmacy I entered belonged to a Christian. They told me the prices are brought down. The prices are crumbled, are reduced drastically. I asked them in my staggering French language, I said, pourquoi, pourquoi? Because of what? Limada, pourquoi? They told me, because of Christmas. Because of New Year celebration. I say, Allahu Akbar. These are a people belonging to a different religion that we believe is incorrect. You claim that you're a Muslim, a nominal Muslim, a Muslim in a gown, pseudo-Muslim, astaghfirullah, yet they are bringing down prices because of the commemoration of their religious practice. But here we are, with our Ramadan and our Quran, but we are the eaters of our souls. One negative man is there behind, giving a phone call, hey, increase 5,000 naira. Because the government is not doing what should be done. Racketeering, unnecessary and ungodly profiteering, just to get money, and so on. And you know what? When this kind of money is gotten, they make it hush hush, rush rush, they go for Umrah, Hanan Kaab. Umrah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Which labbaik are you doing? Come on. When you go to Umrah and Hajj out of ill-gotten money, when you say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, the angel will tell you, لا لبيك ولا سعديك وحجك مردود عليك. No لبيك for you. Your Hajj is turned back at you. You nonsensical guy. If you want this to be said to you, keep on, do it. You're gonna die one day. You'll go to the mother earth and you shall see. Allah says, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبٍ. That is my introduction. My country, Nigeria, is bleeding because of insecurity. Blood being spilled unnecessarily. Disease that can be cured. People are dying. Banditry. Kidnapping with gut and audacity. You can imagine a whole railway from Abuja, Idu to Kaduna. Last Monday was attacked. Unbelievable. And the minister is there. In a civilized nation, the minister will be fired. I can assure you. Will be fired. Or he won't resign honorably. But that is other country. But this is Nigeria now. My nation, my country. May Allah come to our rescue. The jackals are at work. My country is bleeding because of insecurity, because of poverty, because of avoidable mistakes. They are avoidable. Because of political thuggery, because of media irresponsible repetitive activities, yellow journalism, because of pseudo-religiosity. My country is bleeding because of hunger, because of poverty. People are kwashako ridden. Disease is killing people. and we have the money. Some are affluent. Some don't know how much they are worth. Some are dying. My nation, my country Nigeria is bleeding because of lack of patriotism, because of political maladministration. You can go on saying it, but because we love the nation, we like it, it's our country, we have nowhere to call our own. So I teach you myself, my nation, my generation, and the yet to go generation of Canada. Even those leaders, I pity them. Because you say you want to protect people's life, their lives and wealth. Look at what is happening. I pity you for that. Because wallahi al-azim, one day you will stand before Allah on personal accountability. When يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. On such a day when no wealth, no children will avail you nothing except such who come to Allah with pure form of mind. وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابا كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. من اهتدى, that is in chapter number 17. Each and every human being will have his record around his neck. It will say to him, read your account. It is enough to be testimony bearer either for or against you. So this is enough as introduction to the commencement of this tafsir of this year, 1443 Hijra, 2022, CE, don't say AD, Christian era, right away from this masjid here in EKPH in Kano, Nigeria. Here we go. Introduction number two, what is tafsir? Tafsir literally and technically can be defined. Literally, it's a TBM. Just to expound, just to explain, that is the terminological definition of tafsir. Technically, tafsir is bayanu ma'ani kalamillah, the content, the meanings of Allah's words should be said. What the Quran is saying, explain that is tafsir. Explaining the aims and objectives of Allah's Quran, that is tafsir. So if I should tell you, well, this surah is chapter X, Y, that's not tafsir. We call this ulum al-Quran. Tafsir, it's a school, it's a field of specialization. But the most important tafsir is tafsir bil ma'asur. Tafsir characterized by Quran explaining itself. For example, in Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, Allah says, فَتَلَقَى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. When Adam the forbidden tree. Okay. He regretted. He cried. Then Allah said, فَتَلَقَى Adam received some words that he said them and Allah forgave. These words are not explained here. But if you go to chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, these words are explained. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَكُنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. These are the words. So Quran explains itself by itself. This is first class in terms of tafsir. The book to explain itself by itself. Am I communicating? Am I? Good. Another example is Allah says Al-Qari'ah. Mal-Qari'ah. Wa ma'adraka Mal-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah, the knocker. It knocks. Mal-Qari'ah, what is such a knocker? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what will inform you about this knocker? This is a question, the answer is not supplied. Go to the next ayah. Yawma Yawma yaqumun nas kal farashil. Okay, this is the explanation. This day when people will be resurrected like just insects. Alright? Like small insects coming out of their own holes. When the first rain is recognized or achieved. So Quran explains, this is the first level of tafsir. The second one, the sunnah of the Prophet explains the Quran as well. How? Allah says in chapter number 16, verse number 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We send the admonition to the Quran. So as for you, O ya Muhammad, to explain to the people what was revealed unto you. Now the Prophet explains, expounds, enunciates on what Allah revealed. His explanation forms a system of tafsir. Example. Allah says in the Quran, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Chapter 6 verse number 82. Those who believe without confusion their iman with transgression, for such shall be security. Now transgression here is a zulm. The companions became worried. Ya Rasulullah, none of us but must have committed one form of zulm or the other. He said, no, the zulm or the transgression here is not what you think. It means a shirk. He says, haven't you recited what Luqman said? وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Chapter number 31. Verse number 13. When Luqman said to his son, my son, do not commit shirk. Because shirk, polytheism, is a horrendous, heinous act of disobeying Allah the Almighty. So you can see, the Quran explains to the Sahaba the meaning of a shirk. There are many instances, and I think these two instances suffice before we go into the new chapter, which is chapter Al-Anbiya. Let us take the initial recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة محرومون. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون. لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر أفتأتون السحر وأنتم ترسلون.
This surah is called Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter the Prophet. It was revealed in Mecca. So it is a Meccan surah. Here Surah Al-Makkiya. That is number one. It is chapter number 21. From Fatiha 1, Baqarah 2, Ali Imran 3, Al-Nisa 4, Al-Ma'idah 5, Al-An'am 6, Al-Araf 7, Al-Anfal 8, Tawbah 9, Yunus 10, Hud 11, Yusuf 12, Ra'd 13, Wahgin Ibrahim 14, Hijr 15, Nahal 16, Isra 17, Kaf 18, Maryam 19, Taha 20, Al-Anbiya 21. That's correct? She's called Al-Anbiya because of the number of prophets mentioned, their narrative given. So it is called Surah Al-Anbiya. It has 112 verses. Ayat 112. You look at your Quran. And I want to tell you, if you attend Quranic recitation, it's part of the ethic. Have Quran in your hand as a copy. Have it. It's going to make you get a lot of reward. You just can't remain just folded like this, just looking like this. It's not bad, but I'm telling you, you have better chances of getting rewards. We have the Quran. You are turning every page. The more you turn, the more you get the reward. So try to be an active participant, not passive participant. May Allah grant us ability. That is this. And it has how many verses? 112. This surah has 1,174 kalima. Iqtaraba, it's a word. Linnas, hisabuhum, wahum. If you calculate, it has 1,174, this kind of word. Clear? How many letters? Iqtaraba hamza, laf, ta, ta, ba. The ulama calculated. It has 4,925 letters. That is Al-Anbiya. The surah preceding it, preceding, is what? What is preceding it? The surah that came before it. Preceded by Surah Taha, the one subsequent after it, Hajj. Hajj is chapter number 22. Al-Anbiya 21, Taha 20. Now, this surah, Allah says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُورِضُونَ. Allahu Akbar. People's day of reckoning has approached. La ilaha illallah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُ. حِسَابٌ فَاعِل. The day of reckoning. The day of determination, you know your faith, either Jannah or Hellfire, A'udhu Billah, the day has approached. But, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُورِضُونَ. People are in absent-mindedness. مُورِضُونَ, turning away. Slain. But the Qiyamah has arrived. لا إله إلا الله. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة مورضون. حسابهم, their recompenses, their day of reckoning, the day of accountability has approached. How? Because the signs of Qiyamah are there many. When lies are being said, when trust are broken, when zina is committed, when devouring people's properties are done, when stealing people's blood without reason are done, without any remorse, these signify some of the signs that Qiyamah has approached. And you will believe me, we are very much around this kind of things happening today. Disobeying their parents, lack of amanah. A worker, an employee, goes to office late. He leaves before the schedule earlier, and he's expecting his payment. He is cheating the government and the public. Some steal. Some scholars give fatwa just to buy position in the eyes of some people. If these things and many instances occur, there is assured Qiyamah has approached. And everybody is going to see in his own things as done. So Allah is warning, he says, اَقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِضُونَ. غَفْلَة, absent-mindedness. مُؤْرِضُونَ, turn away, who cares? مَا يَأْتِهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. ما يأتيهم, this is an explanation. There wouldn't be a reminder, dhikr, coming to them from their Lord, unless some of them just listen to it. يلعبون, playing, making jest of it. How? هذا الذي أرسل إليكم. Is it the Prophet? Allah says, preachings have been coming to them, but they are playing. Someone tell you, okay, I have heard. You've been preaching, I have heard. We are coming, we have listened to you. Allah says, they have been listening to the preaching, but they are playing. They think Quran is playing. Did Allah create you for a spot? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَتُرْجَعُونَ. Also you think, we've created you just for a spot? You're not going to come back to us. So these are the teachings at the beginning of this majestic surah. Next ayah. You ready? لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their minds lahiyah. Completely kept away. Absent-minded. Or heedless, if you like it. Heedless. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى, and then talking in a secret. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, those who commit transgression will be talking and najwa. That is a conversation in a hidden place. They have seen, هَلَا ذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Look, this man, the Prophet, is not like you. أَفَتَعْتُونَ السِّحِرُ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. How will you be just obeying sihr, a sorcery? What is sorcery? It's black magic. They looked at the preachings the Prophet gave as just an act of magic. It's just a magic work. It's a sihr. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ سَاحِرٍ قَلِيلًا وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Quran was neither work of a magic sihr nor a charlatan. But the unbelievers are saying, oh, وَأَثَرُّ النَّجْوَى, you'll be talking in a hidden system saying, هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ, this is a man like you. أَفَتَأْكُونَ سُرْعَنْ تَبْسُرُونَ, will you be obeying a sihr, a magic, whereas you see? So they disbelieved and they were asking other people to disbelieve as well. If somebody in this life discredits the Prophet and the Quran and Revelation and inviting other people to do same, he is exactly acting as the unbelievers did. Okay? Just what I said, the history tends to repeat itself. Next ayah.
قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم. بل قالوا أخلاف أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر بل يأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون.
When they said this to the Prophet, he answered them by saying, Allah says, قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم. قال, the messenger says, ربي, my Lord, يعلم القول في السماء والأرض, my Lord, that is ربي, my رب. رب, if from رب you take ربي, رب is the one that forms you. He trains you. He gives you life. He gives you the power of seeing, the power of talking, ability. He is your cherisher, nourisher, sustainer, maker. That is all. So Rabbi, my Lord who owns me, يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, knows the word uttered in the heaven and in the earth. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, He, my Lord, is السَّمِيعُ, the all-hearing, البصير العليم, the all-knowing. He is the all-hearing and the omniscient. So if you tell me that what I brought to you, it's a concoction of a magic work, sorcery, okay. You can say, but my Lord knows what you're saying in the heaven and earth. And He sees you and He is going to treat you appropriately, accordingly. That is the message. The next ayah says what? Did you read it? بَلْ قَالُوا, Allah said, no, nay, بَلْ nay, قَالُوا, the same. أَبْغَاسُ أَحْلَامِ, it's a conjecture of just a dream. أحلام. In the dream, you saw something, somebody following with a dagger. And it's a lie. أَبْغَاسُ أَحْلَامِ. That is how they liken the wahi. They say, the message, Prophet, the Prophet is أَبْغَاسُ أَحْلَامِ. Just like somebody having a dream, it's not a reality. Imagine! So adghas is a conjecture, conjectural rendition of the dream of somebody. Okay, then Allah says, baliftara, nay, he concocted it. It's just a concoction, fabrication of Muhammad. Bal, nay, who was shad, just a singer. Singer. Imagine, adghas a'lam, iftara, sha'ir. These are powerful accusations. Negatively powerful, powerfully negative. But the Prophet tolerated. He was all embracing, all encompassing, compassionate, merciful. He would have asked Allah to destroy them instantly. He didn't do that. We too should take a glimpse. We should imitate and copy him. Uswa is our role model. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they say, فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسَلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Let him bring to us an ayah, a sign that is from God, like the stuff given to Musa, Asa Musa. Like what? Musa was given how many ayat? وَلَقَدْ آتِيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْءَ آيَاتٍ. We gave Musa 9 clear what signs, stuff, blood, locusts, frogs, okay? Clutching the sea asunder. The Torah, so they're saying, give us one sign just as it was given to those that came before we can believe you are Allah's Prophet. Imagine, فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, just as those who came previously were sent. We want to see that. Didn't Allah give you Quran? Didn't He say the Quran in your own language? But we are absent-minded. They were poor people. Okay, spiritually recalcitrant, backward, inactive. Alright, so for these, they were uttering what they were uttering. Next ayah.
مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. This is verse number 1. To see if you are following the recitation. Ayah number 1. Now, 6. Okay, Allah says, ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون من قرية a community that came before and did not believe. Are they the ones to believe? Allah is saying, well, if they disbelieve you, it's not something new. Many communities also discredit the Prophet. They deny them. It is only repetitive. It's a kind of a vicious cycle. That for whom you mean, are they the ones to believe? But they will be destroyed as those that came before them were destroyed. It's a kind of a vicious cycle. ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها. The قرية that we destroyed didn't believe. After whom, are they the ones to believe? They will not until they are caught red-handed. Next ayah.
فما أرسلنا قبلك إلا بجهالا
This is verse number 7 in this chapter number 21. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ what? لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We didn't send before you, O Muhammad. We didn't send prophets to warn the communities, but men, not women. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, we used to give revelation unto them. If you don't know, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go and ask those who know أهل الذكر, if you know not. Now, the Quran in its characteristic method says, we did not send prophets to warn their community, but only men, not women. Now we live in a time where we celebrate the so-called Women's Day in the world. I'm saying so-called because those doing this are the people who are wreaking havoc on women. They want women to come naked, to be made cheap, to become PP, public property, a'udhu billah, encouraging prostitution, irresponsible sexuality, a'udhu billah. So in this, they are dishonoring women. Islam honors you. Isn't keep your chastity, maintain your modesty, put your hijab, be respected. Islam is the first religion to even honor a woman. As a daughter, the Prophet says, before even the hadith, there is a whole chapter in Quran chapter women. I challenge anybody to tell me any religion that honors a woman as to give a chapter in the content of chronological arrangement where there is a chapter named after women. But we have one chapter, An-Nisa. It is only the Quran that even names a whole chapter after a Jewish woman, Maryam, Surah Maryam. Was she an Arab? Was she? But the Prophet was commanded, there is a chapter on Maryam. Why didn't he insert Surah Fatima? He loved his daughter, so of course. But why didn't he? To tell you, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ الْيُوحَى. Allah revealed. Why didn't he name a chapter, Khadija, his beloved wife? Allah didn't say that. To tell you his relation, chapter Mary is there. To tell you this risalah, this religion is from Allah. No bias. But you are saying Women's Day on every 8th of March, crossing the hands like this. That is a sign. Like this. Look at it. You see a Muslim woman with hijab. You are being full-headed. You are made to look just one kind, like not a Muslim. You are imitating everything said by people with negative idea against your religion and belief. And you claim to be a Muslim. الله says لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا من تقى. The believers should not take the unbelievers as friends. If they bring something new, you imitate it. Well, you imitate them, and the so-called say thou, say thou. What is it though? Convention against discrimination. What kind of discrimination? They are saying, if the Quran says to man twice as much as the share of the female in inheritance, this is discrimination. But those who obey them, who follow them among the Muslims, they are munafiqun, hypocritical. They wouldn't say it because they know how alert the Muslim communities are. They are munafiqun. They want to claim them Muslims hypocritically, but they are just dancing to the tune of their paid master. Be careful. You want to die and go to meet Allah the Almighty. We have to say it point blank, get it well. The point here, Allah says in the whole Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ. We didn't send before you, O Muhammad, but men. What is wrong there? You know, this is discrimination. They won't say it. But impliedly, through their utterance, we should know that. There are munafiqun today. And the munafiqi is more dangerous because they made the Prophet to suffer at the first time. He will come and pray, but he's against the teaching of the Quran. He wouldn't say it, but you know them. So we Quran has already explained everything. Okay, Allah says we didn't say it before you, but men. Period. That's the injunction. Take it or leave it. But you cannot claim, and well, I believe that, but keep your back aside. Allah says the truth from Allah. Take it or leave it. You can't eat your chicken and have it. ودخلوا في سلم كافة. The point here is Allah is saying we didn't send before, but men as messengers. Is that correct? And Allah says فاسألوا أهل الذكر. Ask those who know if you don't know. Next ayah.
وما جعلناهم جسدا لا يأكلون الطعام ولا كانوا خالدين. فدخلناهم الوعد فأنجيناهم ومن نشاء وأهلكنا المسرفين.
وما جعلناهم جسدا. We did not make the Prophet جسدا, just a body, static, like a stone. No, we created the Prophet as human beings with human faculties, with human characterizing features. They laughed, they cried, they met their women. They were human beings. They are not just like a static, like a just a body that cannot eat. No. Okay? So وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ طَعَامٌ, such that they didn't eat. No, they ate. If you eat, something comes after eating. You are likely to answer the call of nature. That is why Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, if Prophet Jesus Christ was God, but did Jesus eat? He ate. Did God eat? But Jesus ate. If he ate, he must have answered the call of nature. Did God go to tell us? Okay. If he was God, but he was contained in the womb of a mother in her belly, is God contained in the womb you have given birth to? Many things he said intellectually in his beautiful treatise, عباد المسيح لنا سؤال نريد جمعنا آخر, to the end of it. Now here, Allah says, we didn't create the Prophet as jasad, just a body like what? A stone. Does stone eat? Does it eat stone? Doesn't. So they're not like this. Because they ate like in time, وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدٍ. We didn't make them to live forever. We didn't make the Prophet to live forever. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتٌ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Okay? ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعَدِ. And then we made to come true. We made the promises come true. The promises we made to them, we made such promises to become true. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ, we saved the prophet. وَمَنْ نَشَاءَ, along with those we desire, we want. وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and destroyed the transgressors. This marks the end of episode number one of today's tafsir. We're going to make it tomorrow, by the grace of Allah, to continue. Same place, same time here. May Allah make our Ramadan a blissful one. May Allah save us from the evils of ourselves. May Allah give our nation peace and stability. May Allah give us good leaders who will do what is good. May the elections coming next year to be free of any trouble, so that we're going to have good leaders who will fear Allah and live according to His teachings. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We meet tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala.